With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports U.S. officials have laid out some of the details of the U.S. military strike against Venezuela that led to the capture of leader Nicolas Maduro.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says for months, U.S. forces practiced to capture Venezuelan President Maduro. And in the end, more than 150 aircraft launched from across the Western Hemisphere, including F-18s, F-22s, and F-35 fighter jets, B-1 bombers, and drones.
We rehearse again and again, not to get it right, but to ensure that we cannot get it wrong.
No U.S. forces were killed, but one aircraft was hit but was able to fly out. I'm Julie Walker.
And President Trump is putting the world on notice after the U.S. captured and removed Venezuela's sitting president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has this report.
Following the military operation, the president said the U.S. is going to control Venezuela during the transition and said other countries should learn a lesson.
This extremely successful operation should serve as warning to anyone who would threaten American sovereignty or endanger American lives.
Nicolas Maduro and his wife were taken from their home on a military base in the Venezuelan capital and are set to face criminal charges in the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Legal questions arise about the administration's capture of Maduro and claims it will run the South American country. Maduro was seized in the middle of the night, and the U.S. says he'll face narco-terrorism conspiracy-ish charges in New York. Experts say the U.S. military's capture of Maduro may violate international law. An early architect of the Bush administration's policy in Iraq, who is now a law professor, says removing a strong man is much easier than ensuring the transition to a stable, democratic government. Revelers chanted liberty and draped Venezuelan flags over the shoulders of South Florida Saturday. This is SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Puerto Rico approves a pro-life law. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India celebrated Christmas last month, but it wasn't easy. More than 80 attacks on Christmas celebrations took place across the country, led by radical Hindi groups. International Christian Concern reports that in the southern state of Kerala, which is generally considered a safe haven for Christians, a group of children taking part in a Christmas carol procession were attacked. More on these stories at srnnews.com. Correspondent Regina Garcia Cano reports from Caracas on the situation following the capture of Nicolas Maduro.
I'm in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, where overnight multiple explosions rang out. I counted at least 7. The U.S. government has now described those explosions as a large-scale strike against Venezuela. In Caracas, the streets are unusually quiet for a Saturday. Very few cars and motorcycles can be seen going by. At least near the presidential palace, however, some Maduro supporters have gathered and have been chanting, bring Maduro back. Venezuela's Vice President, Delcy Rodriguez, has said Maduro's whereabouts remain unknown.
No hay sometimiento. No hay subordinación.
And she has demanded proof of life.
And Iran's supreme leader has addressed the ongoing protests in his country, insisting that rioters must be put in their place. This is SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.